Mr. Ronald Matthew Frazier, affectionately known as Matt. But yeah, Matt, originally from Flatwoods, Kentucky, Ronald Matthew Frazier, better known to his teammates as Matt, was introduced to this baseball program in 2001. Following this time in the program, Matt continued his baseball career at Olive Harvey, where once again he played for the fabulous and magnificent Coach Maiden. At the college level, today Matt resides in Berkeley, West Virginia. Go ahead. Berkeley?
Beckley.
Beckley. He has an accent too, folks. Maybe British, I'm not sure. But Beckley, West Virginia, okay, with his wife and two children. His commitment to this team speaks volumes to the impact that his program has had on him. He, his wife, and their children drove through the night just to be here with us today. His dedication, loyalty, and willingness to travel hundreds of miles to reconnect with his baseball family are a testament to his lifelong bonds forged through Coach Maiden and baseball. Coach Maiden wrote this, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming a proud member of the Coach Maiden baseball family, Ronald Matthews Frazier, affectionately known as Matt.
As he just spoke of, I was part of Olive Harvey in 2002, 2003, 2004. I met Maiden in Minnesota in a rough time in my life, actually. I just lost my grandma, flunked out of college, and met Maiden in Minnesota, and the rest is history. Over the past few months, I've actually, once he asked me to speak, I wanted to, all kinds of things that pop in your head. But one of the things I can take from this is, because of him, I got to play in the Metrodome. I got to play in New York. I got to play in Canada, Louisiana, Florida, Wisconsin, and a million other places. And I use a lot of the coaching tips that he uses with us. I get kicked out of games at least twice a year. Because I tell my kids, you know, don't say anything to umpires. It's my job. Thanks, Maiden. But as I've got to sit here and talk to DT, a lot of you guys were before my time. But I got to talk to Q and DT, and you know, Xavier helped come back and coach. And you know, for 25 years, me and Maiden still talk quite a bit. Besides when he's in baby mode and, you know, you make him mad, he don't answer the phone or call you for a little bit. But, you know, we've got used to handling that part of it. But it was an honor playing in all these places. And I get to tell my kids now, hey, I played in just about every state on this side of the Mississippi. And actually, my two younger brothers actually came up and played some too. From being from Flatwoods, Kentucky, the only thing we ever had was Billy Ray Cyrus. You know, and when I got here, it was a shell shock, to say the least. But I jumped in a car, hit 80-90, and realized it was a tow road, had no money. So I had to pull over and dig through the trunk of my car just to find money to get through the tow road. And they told me I didn't need it. They just billed my parents. So it worked out that way. But being in Chicago is a lot of who I am today, and Coach Maiden is a lot of who I am as a coach to my kids. But it's been an honor. I love it. I've met a lot of people. I still talk to probably 10 to 15 people at least every other week. A lot of them ain't here, but from Ohio to Indiana. Like I said, me and X text quite a bit, a lot over fantasy football. But I have some good connections here, and I love it up here. So, didn't really enjoy the weather. I try to tell my kids, when you pick a college, go south, because it's cold February 15th, whether you won't believe it or not, in Chicago. But like I said, who I am today is part of you. And I want to say to my, you know, my wife and my kids, this is where a lot of it started. And Today, I celebrate 17 years married. So maiden. She's getting a Chicago dinner on you. But, you know, thank you for having me. I appreciate all this. And like I said, it was an honor to play, an honor to be part of Olive Harvey. A lot of y'all don't know that field that's out there. I just saw it on Facebook the other day. It wasn't there. We played down the road. What was that, South Holland? That umpire tried to hit you with the face mask because you hired him and you told him you suck. But, so, I mean, we've all told the same stories. A lot of you all know, too, if Megan gets kicked out, the whole team goes for the most part. But he was always there for you. He had your back on the field. He has your back off the field. And, a few years ago, I went through a lot of struggles. He was there. He's always been there, and that's just a testament to what kind of man and coach and mentor he has been. Thank you.